Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. Yeah, he stuck his foot in his mouth just like this.
If somebody said, what's Kelly on a scale of 1
Kelly's
to 10?
That's honest. That's
eight?
Honest. I'd say Kelly's about an 8.
That's really, you're going high. You're being
Kelly,
high.
You're only 1 point less than his girlfriend.
I know. Thank you, Al. I'll take
that's
8
great.
Any day of the week.
Yeah. All right.
I don't care if you lied and fudged. Thank you.
No. I give Kelly an 8.
I don't think he's fudging.
I give Kelly an 8.
Yeah. Al's digging
I'm
himself.
I'm all right with
Kelly.
It, Al. I know that you think.
Now Jenna's time.
Now, Jenna does have a face like a lion.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give Jenna an 8.5.
Okay, so she's hotter than me, but not a lot hotter than me.
Yes, well, and not hot as my girlfriend. Right. There you go. I might have been born at night.
If you gave
night.
Girlfriend an 11, maybe Kelly and I would have been hotter.
Yeah. Rate me now, Al.
Oh, you're a 10.
Yeah. So I scored a 10. So that was nice. So we decided.
That's what you got out of that.
We decided to conduct our own study here in the. And the Kid Craddock in the Morning studio.
Oh, we did we?
Yes, we did.
Unbeknownst to me.
We have many a lady working here.
Yes, we do.
Way more than we used to.
Yeah.
It's great.
There might be more girls than guys now.
It's starting to balance out.
Yeah. Finally balancing out, so we decided to take a recorder around.
Because they changed who does the hiring around here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Russ Face.
You're right.
Well, it's mostly interns that are the girls. And Russ handles that.
Yeah. Interns will do anything for an A.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to take the recorder around the office, Big Al Mac,
and we asked
the ladies here in the office to rate you.
Okay.
And we had two categories.
Uh-huh.
Looks and personality. Here's how you did in the looks department.
All right.
6?
8.
Ooh. I have a huge fetish for bald men, so I'd give him an 8.
Nice. 7.
Sober 2, drunk 5.
I'd probably give him a 6, because he's a good-looking guy, but he dresses really funky.
Yeah. Right.
So you got about a 6-ish.
Thank you. 6-ish, 7-ish. You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's over 50%.
Sober 2, drunk 5.
But the thing is, with guys, it's not so much the looks, it's more the personality.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, truthfully, when it comes down to it, it's one thing if I'm just talking to him at the bar for the night,
but
I'm going to actually hang out with a guy, if he's super hot, like a 10 and dumb,
then you don't want any
part. That makes him like a 7.
Yeah, you don't want any part of
him. 6 or 7 and be funny and charming.
Because looks will...
I'd take that.
Looks will fade. But personality stays there until you get older and then you get mean.
And then that fades, yeah.
And I'm teetering on that.
Yeah, once you get there. Here's how you did with the personality.
Okay, all right.
9? I'd give him an 8. He's really funny, but he's really dumb, too.
10.
He's funny. I'd give him a 9.
10.
An 8.
Oh, wow. Oh. Nice. Okay. You know what?
No, that's a gentleman.
No, it's a guy.
That was Greg.
No, that's not Greg.
No, it's a guy. It's a guy that likes guys.
It's a guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what? That averages out. That averages out. If I'm a 6-ish in looks and an 8-ish in personality,
like said, for women,
that's a 7.
That's 7.5, Al.
Yeah. I'm totally cool with that. I skated through school doing like 70s.
So all those people that are wondering, how did Big Al Mac land that hot doctor girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's the personality.
I wonder that.
Yeah.
Not a day goes by that I don't wonder that.
We all do.
I mean, just like when you see a hot girl with some guy that's not as, you know, what you would expect to see her with, you're like, you turn around. We saw one on the elevator the other day going to the movie theater. And we go like, how did he get her?
Thing is that I mean, and I are in that situation now.
People say that about my like, how did I get her all the time?
Yeah, but we say it to your face. Most people say that stuff behind people's backs.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Al, you have been known to come up to ladies at the bar. That's how you met your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, bought her a couple of shots.
Bought her a shot, and probably every other girlfriend you've had has probably come.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
You buy enough shots, and eventually you fall in love.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you can get shot down 5 times at a bar, but on the 6th one, you'll finally get a yes.
Sixth one, right?
And when you own the bar, you know, that technique only costs you, you know, a dollar a shot. So, you know, think about that. Yeah. Cost.
Thanks, Al.
Cost, dude.
I didn't think about that. No, I did.
All right.
Here's how the ladies would respond to you
if
you hit on them at the bar.
Okay.
Honestly, I think I would just walk away slowly.
Depending on what he's wearing, a couple more drinks and he'll do.
No, I'm married. Take off your hat. I'm not looking.
Aw, hell no. Because I'm gay and I know he's not.
I got
hey,
one.
There you go. There's no doubt.
I got one hell he'll do in there. Again, I'm not shooting for excellence.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not. I'm not shooting for 100.
You're tired.
I'm tired. I ain't gonna have that. I'm just shooting for, he'll do.
So you're fine with all that?
I am totally fine. Not offended. You know, I can't please everybody. I've come to that realization in my life. I'm not for everybody.
That's why we love you, Al, because you're always happy.
I am totally cool with that.
He stopped tucking in his shirt tail.
Yeah. Look here. This is what you got.
Yeah, he don't care.
You wear random shorts with dress shoes.
This is it. I flip-flop. That is a type of shoe that I wear 8 times a week.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
You're about 20 minutes away from potentially scoring anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 with high-low.
I love that.
So make sure you have that phone handy because we're going to be asking you to call here soon. But before we do that...
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I went on a blind date with a guy the other night, and we really hit it off. I think we are even on track to go on a second date. He was perfect. Picked me up, took me for a 5-star meal, walked me to my door, and expected nothing in return. It was perfect until Monday when I checked my mail, and he sent me a thank you card. I'm that girl who sends a thank you note for everything. But for a date that paid for everything, it seems a bit much. And now I'm creeped out. Is my reaction too much? Is he just super sweet and thoughtful? Oh, or is my...
I'm serious. A girl will find fault in anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong.
You got a guy that was willing to take you out and spend money on you, and you're going to pick apart the fact that he tried to just show you without a text. He actually took the time to put pen to paper
and a stamp.
And say, you know, a lot of guys will text, thank you so much.
That's
I had a really great time last night. That wouldn't creep you out.
He went above and beyond.
Stop it. You don't deserve him. I'm not going to tolerate girls' stupidity and nonsense anymore. Y'all, if you want to sabotage your relationship, you go right ahead. Stop writing me. Sabotage. Ridiculous.
Okay, Ricky. There you go, Ricky.
By the way... Somebody buy my house. I am so grumpy.
He took her to a 5-star restaurant, so he probably can afford
the
house.
He writes a thank you note. You got bigger problems. I got 2 mortgages.
And no man.
And nobody writing me a thank you note.
And no man.
Taking them out.
Actually, Kelly.
As you can tell, Kelly is in a great mood today.
Ridiculous. Girls are so stupid.
Speaking of, since only because it really organically just came up, Kelly, I was going to send that.
No way.
That thank you note in the mail.
Oh, thank
you,
Jenna.
But since I don't really know where you're going to be living.
Thank you. You have such lovely penmanship, by the way. I really do like your penmanship.
Thank you.
Aw.
Did that answer her question?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Just chill out and get over it.
That's why Kelly's a love expert.
If he even bothers asking you for a second date after hearing that on the radio.
I hope he heard that.
I hope he did.
I'm so mad at you, lady.
I'm so mad at him.
Love letters to Kelly.
You all right, though? That could be,
why would you
that's
do that?
Fine. And a woman will find something.
He wrote you a thank you note.
Unless
you're 22 and hot and the options are endless, write me back when you're 42 and ain't got nobody asking you out for dinner for 6 months. And you're going to see how creeped out you are by a thank you note.
And 2 mortgages.
And 2 mortgages.
We want the guy that's not so mean that he just texts all the time and just wants to hook up. But we also... You know what I mean? We don't want a guy that's so nice that it's creepy.
But
everything was fine until a thank you note. She didn't have one other complaint.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be super nice in the beginning. Let us settle in later.
It's actually a pretty good touch. I've never done that.
Well, it was very chivalrous.
Yeah. I'm gonna steal
thank
that
you
one.
Note?
Taking it old school.
Yeah.
I'm going to write my wife a thank you note.
Next time she's...
What turns me on is when a man actually... I'm not even joking. When a man picks up the phone and calls.
Yeah, I love it.
That is such a turn on now because every man texts.
I don't like texting.
Right. It is impersonal.
You're right.
It is that does no effort. That is minimal effort.
You're right. You're right.
And when a man picks up a phone and calls, I'm telling you, men, you
it
pick up the phone
the
and call your woman
girlfriend.
For no reason at all.
It shocks the heck
I'm
out
telling
of
you.
It shocks
so little
the heck
effort
out of my
to make a woman happy, a phone call.
I called her the other day. She's like, what? I'm like, I was just calling.
You see my chair just pop back up?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. Your chair's going to break again.
My chair is ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I think that my husband is trying to sabotage my relationship with my kids. When I say no, he says yes. When I say hi, he says hello. He says the opposite of what I do just to create drama. I'm just so sick of it. Once the kids are in bed, I'm so worn out from fighting battles all day, I just pass out. I'm exhausted, and I can tell that he's intentionally trying to make me miserable, and it's working. So now what?
Well, you have to have a conversation about it.
Paula.
I mean, have you talked to him about it, about what's going on? We need to have a united front when we're disciplining our kids. We're sending mixed messages. Try to do it when you're not in the heat of the moment, because when you're angry, it won't come out the right way. But just say, look, you know, when I say no, the kids come to you to say yes, and they're pitting us. Turn it on the kids. Say the kids are pitting us against each other, maybe. And I'll take the blame off him.
Or he might be trying
to be the hero. What if he works all the time and it's just easier?
Just trying to be fun dad.
To be the fun dad. There could be a lot of messages, but try to talk to him when you're not angry, not at the end of the day when you're at your wit's end, going to bed, exhausted, and, you know, do it. Go to lunch with your man.
Because chances are he's not doing it to make you angry.
Or he could have some serious problems.
It's hard for a guy sometimes when your kids come up to you and you've been working all day and you told them no. Sometimes you don't even know that the mom said no. And they give you that little puppy face. It's hard to say no. So we say yes.
But you need to have a united front when it comes to the kids.
Yeah, you do.
Or they'll play you both against each other, and that causes a lot of fights. Because that shows a lack of, you're showing the kids that my authority has no meaning, because they'll just come to you. And that's not fair.
Prove that.
Yeah. Just reply with, go ask your mom every time.
There you go.
That's how you got to do it right there.
Go see what your mom said about it.
Mama's got final word.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a man who has messed up, and I can finally acknowledge it. Over the weekend, my wife and I got into an argument, and she said some hurtful things, and my feelings were hurt. So I said some mean stuff back. Mean stuff that I shouldn't have said, and I acknowledged that. I forgave her for the things she said because I know that people screw up when anger takes over. She, on the other hand, refuses to let it go. No amount of apologies will do the trick. I have heard you say before, angry isn't an excuse to say whatever you want. So I acknowledge my mistake. Now I need help fixing our relationship without throwing her mistakes up in her face. Can you help me, Kelly? That is from Charles.
Charles, here's the thing. You can try to have a rational conversation, but you're dealing with an irrational woman right now. But here's the thing. You need to go to her and say, look, I've apologized. I've said I'm sorry. We need to, how much longer are you going to allow yourself to be mad at me? Mm-hmm. Because we can continue like this forever and our relationship is going to fall apart. This is what a marriage counselor told a couple. These are friends of mine from so long ago. Nobody will know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an affair. She was mad, but she decided she was going to stay in the marriage. But every day she made his life a living hell.
That's not worth
every
it.
Day. Mm-hmm. And they started, but she decided she wanted to stay in the marriage. Okay. Are you going to punish him every day for the rest of his life? So went to a marriage counselor, and the marriage counselor told her, you need to set a time limit on your anger.
Right.
How much longer do you need to get this out of your system? Because you're putting the nail in your coffin mm-hmm. on this relationship.
Yeah.
Set a time limit. If you're grieving, if you're angry, give yourself
whatever
a weekend
is.
To wallow in it. Everything, just get it out of your system. But if you don't have a cutoff date for that, you're nailing your own coffin shut.
Yeah, I've heard Dr. Phil say that same thing. Just set a date. Pick a calendar. It could be 10 days from now.
Set a time limit on, and you have to go to her again as a calm person. Like, you know, I've apologized. I can't live my life like this. You're going to have to figure out how to get past this, or this is it.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? She might need to be scared. She probably thinks she can get away with it because what consequences she had. You're groveling right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how a man can put up with being, you know, if you decide to stay a woman with a man that's cheated on you, you cannot punish him the rest of his life.
No.
You chose to forgive. That's
just not fair.
What you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to take time. But
he needs to earn his respect back, and he needs to do things to step up to the plate and to prove that he's honorable. But if he's doing all the right things, you can't still punish him if he's trying or leave. I mean, why would you want to live like that?
It's your decision. Yeah. If you can't handle it,
get out the kitchen.
Yeah, get out of the kitchen.
Hashtag
love letters.
Get out the kitchen.
Love letters to Kelly.
Maybe you need to buy some things for your own kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe you can buy my kitchen. It comes with a house.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to play a nice little game we like to call Hi-Lo.
It is time.
Yes. If you want to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Which I suggest you do because we're giving away some money. We had $40,000 to give away. We decided to play a game called Hi-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Where you basically guess what number Kelly has in an envelope.
Yep. And you can win that amount of money. All you have to do is give us a call. Play it? Show on hold, yeah. And then you listen. You can win anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500. We've had a winner every single day. Let me rattle off some of these numbers, Randy. I'm sorry.
We're going to have one today,
too. Rebecca Trotter won $1,450. Miata Klein won $1,990. I mean, there's a winner every day. Might as well be you. All you do is call.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Now, Al, you said you could win $1,000. Now, imagine if you won this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was taken away from you.
What do you mean?
So let's say you win $1,000 and you're super excited about it.
Yeah.
And then it's taken away from you.
Well, I would be very upset.
It happened to a waitress at a Waffle House in North Carolina. Her name is Shayna Brown.
Okay.
She got a $1,000 tip from a customer on Mother's Day.
She got a $1,000 tip?
Yeah.
Was a tab like 2000?
No, it was in a high tab. Just a nice customer who wanted to help this young lady out.
Okay.
But the restaurant would not let her have it. In fact, refunded it to the gentleman. And here's what she had to say.
I came back and I let him know, you know, I'm a single parent. You know, I go to school online. I have 3 children. And I'm just basically trying to make it out here, you know, like everyone else. And he was like, well, I'm going to bless you tonight. I'm going to bless you. And I didn't think nothing of it. Give $500 to her and you keep $1,000 for yourself. It wouldn't be no different if he landed cash on the table and the manager came and snatched it off the table and said, no, you can't have this. You know, it was very humiliating.
He wrote you a check?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For $1,000.
He did. He did. I was so happy. He's like a hero to me, and I thank him for that.
That's life-changing.
See, what happened we missed something. That's a disconnect. He left the tip on the credit card statement.
Uh-huh.
And Waffle House said, we don't do that because they called the man and explained, refunded the money. They said, if you want to make a tip of that dollar amount, you either have to write her a personal check or leave her cash because they've apparently had this maybe happen before or don't want to open the possibility of the customer changing their minds.
Oh, I see.
And then
wanting
that money back.
It could be changing your mind or it could be a mistake by the cashier. You accidentally put too many extra zeros. That way it gets caught.
So they're saying, we're saying you can tip her, but you just can't tip her through the credit card.
It's a policy. A lot of restaurants have this.
The possibility the man could have never come back and just let it go. In the passion of a moment,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever been bidden at an auction, a live auction?
Yeah.
And you caught up in the heat of the moment, and you raise your hand, you're like, oh, crap, what did I just do?
Yeah.
And the biggest relief is when somebody else outbid you.
Yeah.
Could have had the same thing happen to him. He got home, his wife said, what the heck did you do?
Yeah.
And they call and say, we can't, you know, honor that tip. And he'd be like, oh, okay, sorry, my bad.
So Waffle House
has
this policy. They won't let you do that. But he came back to the restaurant, made a second trip,
and
wrote her
a check.
And that's
why she's happy, because he came back and did that.
But what she's saying is the manager, who apparently didn't handle it very well, snatched it from her and said, you can't have this. When it could have been handled a different way.
Could have been handled much differently.
And they did, and Waffle House did talk to the gentleman, and everything was fixed. And end up getting her $1,000.
Waffle House got bad press.
Yeah, they did.
Real bad press. They could have, you know, handled it a lot better. But Al said, as a businessman, he understood.
I do.
Because we were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of reasons. People can dispute the credit card, just like you said. Mm-hmm. A month later, I was drunk. I didn't mean to leave a $1,000 tip, and they'll dispute it. And then Waffle House, at that point, they've paid the girl $1,000.
She spent it.
And they're just out of grand.
They lose the money.
And there's boring stuff, but payroll tax is another thing, because the Waffle House has to match, you know, whatever's taken out of her check. So, you know, it's just a couple of different reasons that I can see the policy being
there
in place.
There you go.
But.
So, wait.
And now you know.
If somebody leaves a tip when they're drunk of that high $1,000, they can say no, never mind.
They can dispute that, yeah.
Because they were drunk?
Yeah.
I was incapacitated.
They can just say the bill was wrong. Or they can say whatever they want to say.
Wow.
But you.
And the credit card company is always going to have
that if it's less.
Always going to have the back of the customer.
Right.
Yeah.
You can dispute everything if you have the time.
And people do that. You know,
customer service on the phone for 5 hours.
There's people that go out and they do all this shopping and going out and whatnot. And then, like, a month later, they're broke, and they just go back to the credit card statement and just start disputing things. I mean, people do that.
And say,
look at you giving people ideas.
I'm just telling you what people do.
Oh, for sure.
People are sorry.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen with us.
No.
Because if you win this money, you keep it.
All right.
You get to do whatever you want to do with it.
All right. What you need to do, if you are on hold right now, you need to make sure that you are listening to Kelly Raspberry, because when the caller before you guesses, Kelly is going to say higher or lower. You need to be listening to that. Pay attention. That way you can calculate your next guess. All right?
All right, Kelly, open up that envelope you have in front of you.
I opened it up prematurely. Sorry. I already know the dollar amount
now. Okay, you have the correct number for today in there.
Yep.
So all you got to do if you're on hold right now is guess the number Kelly has in her hand, and you win that amount of money.
Yeah.
Remember, you need to be guessing in increments of 10. This number's going to end in zero,
right?
Somewhere between $1,000 and $2,500.
Let's play high low. Good.
Let's play it. We'll kick it off with Angela. What is your guess?
$2,250.
It's lower than $2,250.
Good first guess, though. Debbie, what is your guess?
I'm going to say $1,780.
Lower than $1,780.
Okay.
Carla, what is your guess?
$1,560.
Lower than $1,560.
All right.
Keep on going down. Jessica, what is your guess?
$1,460.
Lower than $1,460.
All right.
We have no bookends.
No bookends.
I guess the bookend would be $1,000.
Let's see if Donnell will give us a bookend.
Shout out.
How about $1,320?
Higher than $1,320.
We got bookends. Yeah, we finally got one. Thank you. Abby, what is your guess?
$1,350.
Higher than $1,350.
All right. Nice little smile from the raspberry. Lauren, what is
I'm
your guess?
Smiling.
$1,380.
Higher than $1,380.
Okay.
Susan, what is your guess?
$1,430.
Lower than $1,430.
Ooh.
Rosemary, what is your guess?
I'm going to go $1,410.
Lower than $1,410.
Miriam, what is your guess?
$1,400.
Lower than $1,400.
Oh
my gosh.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Because that's the 10th caller.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
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 We'll come back with the winner after
yes,
this.
We will.
That means we need some more callers.
Yep, we do need some more
callers.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll get a winner for our high-low game next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we give the money away, I just want to remind you that our jingles are in.
Our jingles are in.
Yeah, for the big break.
Okay.
We have four contestants left. We asked them to write jingles. Those jingles are in.
And we can hear them today?
Yeah, they're about the show, so they're going to be, they might be firing some shots at us.
All right.
I'm ready for it.
Why would you write negative jingles?
Yeah, right. But it's cool to, no, not negative, but you know, it's fun to make fun of us.
Okay.
We're silly people. We'll hear those jingles.
We're silly people.
But first, we got to give away this money. We got close, but we didn't get a winner.
We got very close.
So let's pick it up with High Low.
Come on. We have bookends. Hope you were listening.
We have bookends, so hopefully you were listening. Because if you weren't listening, then...
You're screwed.
We're good. That's not going to be...
Not going to be fun for us if you weren't listening.
Christy, what is your guess?
Is it $1,390?
Christy, I don't know how you figured that out. But yes, it is $1,390.
Yeah, Christy!
So excited.
Christy.
$1,390 for you.
Now, Christy, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Hey, Tuscaloosa. That's one of the funnest cities to ever say.
Tuscaloosa.
Just Tuscaloosa.
It's crazy here.
Are you a married girl? You got a boyfriend? You got a girlfriend? We don't even know.
I'm married, and it's actually my husband's birthday today, so he's going to be really excited.
Happy birthday to your hubby. What's his name?
You better spend every dime of it on him.
Give him some love on the radio.
Happy birthday, Danny. I love you.
Danny.
What's Danny's nickname that you call him at home?
Honey Bun.
Happy birthday, Honey Bun.
Yeah, Honey Bun. I hope you're having fun at work, Honey Bun.
I hope everybody at his job calls him Honey Bun all
honey
day
bun.
Today. I hope he's like in the factory truck drive. Hey, Honey Bun.
Call Danny Honey Bun all day at work today. It's his birthday. He deserves it.
Christy, congratulations. You on your way to work this morning?
I'm actually at home with my son.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right. Will you take care of Honey Bun Jr.?
I will.
All right.
Enjoy that money, Christy. Awesome. See? Just like that.
Honey Bun.
She sounded delightful.
Paying attention.
She has what you would call a sunny personality.
Mm-hmm. I can hang out with her.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Kelly, we need to get you to hang out with her for a little bit because you're sad about your house.
Maybe in small doses, I can take that right now.
By Kelly's house.
Sometimes
everybody.
You just need to wallow in, I'm never going to sell my house.
Oh, you'll sell it.
You need to wallow
Six
in that.
6 days it's been on the market.
I know.
And 5 days it's been on the listing service. What do you call that thing?
Maybe this will get you in a good mood, Kelly.
What?
These jingles that the Big Break singers sang for us.
The Big
big
So we've
break.
Narrowed this down to four yes. teenagers. Somebody's going to get the big break of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Hannah Weitzel. We've got Sydney Mitchell.
She'd rather be referred to as Hannah Lane. That's her stage name.
Hannah Lane.
Okay, my
bad. Need to recognize.
Hannah Lane. We've got Hannah Lane, Sydney Mitchell. We've got Austin Kiefer and Madison Applegate.
So what we gave them is we gave them a mission. That mission was to write a jingle about the show. It could be about the cast members. It could be about a bit on the show. It could whatever they wanted to write about, but it had to do with the show.
See, that's really what this thing was all about.
Yeah,
which is a big break. It's kind of a side thing.
We really wanted some free jingles. We want to inflate our heads a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
all right,
we want some free jingles.
Let's get it started.
You guys ready to get it started?
Come on.
Okay, let's bring on our girl. Sydney.
Oh, that's mine.
Sydney's first?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with
We haven't
Sydney.
Revealed to her that she's yours yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big surprise.
That's the next step.
Oh, no, that's my girl. Like, my boy. Yeah. That's my girl.
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to hear the jingles, but we're going to issue another challenge as well, so.
Yeah. Hello, Sydney.
Hi.
What's up?
How you doing
Hi.
Today?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, we're here. Are you?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
There
I'm
you
here.
Are.
How much time did you put into writing a jingle?
Well, it's funny because the background music to it I actually made like weeks ago just for fun, just with this new program I got. And then I never really thought I was going to use it for anything. And then so I decided to pull it out and I just sang along with it yesterday.
All
there you
right.
go.
Whoa.
All right.
So
but with no further ado.
Yeah, let's hear Sydney's jingle.
Faces to the left and right, you're sitting in your car. Your eyes are getting tired like you're driving underwater. You gotta wake up, you gotta get up. It's gonna be a good day. All the nameless stations, they've got nothing good to say. What you gonna do? Because I heard this yesterday. We gotta fix this, this plain injustice. And we can do it with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Very again, a sunny
high. Is it low, baby? Do you think I'm crazy? Love letters to Kelly, now we're hanging out with JC. Take it from me, darling. It's worth the early morning. So go and listen today.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. As I was going to say, that was another sunny song. Okay.
Well done.
Very sunny song. Great,
well,
good job, Sydney.
Well done, Sydney. Now,
Thank you
did awesome with this jingle.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned everybody on the show.
Thank you.
You mentioned our high-low game. So you completed that mission.
Now here's the tragic part.
Yeah. Now, you're going to be assigned a mentor, okay? In fact, all four of you are going to be assigned a mentor. Mm-hmm. We have four people in the studio, which is, it just evens out just perfectly. Just perfect. It just fits like a glove.
Are we really mentors?
Sydney, are you ready to hear who your mentor is for this
boy.
Week?
I'm ready.
And I apologize in advance.
What are you talking about?
Your mentor, Sydney.
The mentor?
Is Big Al Mack.
Yeah!
The music genius.
All right.
That's
Big
right.
Al
oh, I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Sometimes you gotta roll with the punches.
You know what? Sometimes you take lemons, you make some lemonade.
Yeah. So
put a little vodka in it, and then you got a vodka lemonade.
She's also a child.
I'll take care of that part.
You're gonna be able to give her some advice, Al, because this is your little puppy now.
Hey, Sydney, I know music. All right. First of all, I want you to know that I've been around here for a little while and are we doing this next part yet?
Yeah.
OK. I want you to cover a song for me.
Yes.
All right, Sydney. And this.
I need to write a song.
No.
You're going to cover.
Don't worry. You're going to sing it.
You're going to cover a song for me.
OK, cover. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm from the streets. I'm from the hood. I was born in Compton. And, I'm kind of an old school gangster.
Right.
And my favorite song on the radio right now. It's Blake Shelton, My Eyes.
Come a little closer, come a little closer, come a little closer, girl, the way you look tonight. My eyes are the only thing I don't want to take off for you. Come a little closer, come a little closer, come a little closer,
Sydney,
love the way you look tonight.
Are you familiar with this song by Blake Shelton?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you
right.
are.
All right,
that's a relief.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not, so good. All right. Al, why did you choose this song for your contestant?
Well, basically, I looked at your profile, and you were, I think Ed Sheeran was one of your influences, and somebody else. And But that had nothing to do with why I selected this song. Yeah. This is just my favorite song right now, and I just want to hear how you sing it and put your little spin on it. That's it, 100%. All right?
All right. I can do it.
You can twist it up, babe it.
You can do whatever you want to do with it.
Do whatever you want, Sydney. Okay?
Okay.
Just have
that ready for us by Thursday night. We're going to do it. And we're going to play them on the air on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you have until 9 o'clock Thursday night.
All right.
Get started there, Sydney.
All right. I got you.
Any more advice, Al?
No.
What can you really say?
All right. Good luck, Sydney.
Good luck.
Sing good.
Sing.
Sing good.
Go out there and sing. All right. Who's next?
Give her a Blake Shelton song.
Yeah, Al, I don't think it matters who your contestant is, did it?
I just
would have picked that song.
I would have picked that song. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We're going to go with Hannah next.
All right.
All right.
Let's bring in our girl, Hannah. Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Now, you're going by, what do you want to go by, Hannah?
If you watched her little video, she said she has a stage name, if I remember correctly. It's been a while, but it was Hannah Lane, right?
Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
See, some of us pay attention.
Hannah, was it easy for you to write this jingle?
Well, I actually did a parody of one of my own songs, so the music was already written, and I just kind of wrote the lyrics by, like, listening off what my dad said about the show and what I've heard off the show, and then reading some bios and stuff, and so I wrote it all on Monday and just recorded it on Tuesday.
Oh, very curious.
Is she in St. Louis?
She's in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, South Carolina girl, like Kelly Bassberry.
Got it. All right. Well, let's hear it.
Let's hear that jingle.
You all make fun of Al and his hat. Jenna lives alone with 42 cats. And Kelly's in a room huffing helium. One day I'll introduce JC to Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Mm. Is JC Asian? Because you give us that unforgettable feeling. And we got the laughs to prove it right. And you said your wildest moments and entertain us as we go. So we started up slow, kick it in low, tune into the Kid Craddock Morning Show and ride. Whoa, ride. Let's ride.
Ride.
Woo-hoo. Right. Nice job, Hannah.
So you and your dad listen to the show together, Hannah?
Yeah, on the way to school in the morning every day.
Oh, that's cool. So you're close with your dad. You know, when you're a teenager, that's like a really tough time. It's like you're trying to separate, but you and your dad are really close.
Yeah, we've always been close.
I figured Hannah would throw something in there about the Asian thing because her dad wrote me an email and said, hey, JC, just wondering, do people ever tell you look Asian? Well done, Hannah. Well, this week is mentor week, or today. And you have been assigned a mentor, and we're going to reveal that mentor to you.
The bad news is...
It's me! It's me, Hannah! Because we're South Carolina girls, and South Carolina girls, you know, we're different people. We're going to stick together.
Yeah.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
That's right.
That means Kelly Raspberry is going to assign you your cover.
See, Hannah, here's the thing. See, I watched your little bio and everything, and I know how much you love Justin Timberlake. And so my immediate gut reaction was, I've got to give you a Britney Spears song because Justin and Britney are always supposed to be together, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was talked out of that because people just, you know, that's the way it goes. But I wanted to give you something that's kind of maybe current, but something I think you could put like a really neat twist to it because I think you've got the ability to do it. So I love Katy Perry. And I want you to take maybe take Dark Horse and see what you can do with that.
Okay.
Do you like that song?
I love that song.
Oh, perfect.
I think you can do something maybe fun with that.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
This is a great song.
It is.
Hannah, you need to have this song ready for us by Thursday night so that we could play it on Friday morning, okay?
Let's do it.
Hannah Lane, I've got faith in you, girl.
It's going down.
How could I insult you by giving you advice? Because you've already got this.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, Kelly.
She's good, and she's beautiful. She's the entire package. As you can see, I've now picked my favorite since she is in my charge.
Of course.
That's right, Hannah. You're beautiful. You've got your act together. You're close with your daddy. And you're from South Carolina. What more can I ask for in a pop superstar?
Okay.
All righty, Hannah.
Good luck,
to work,
Hannah.
Okay?
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll talk.
Don't let me down, Hannah.
Oh, she won't.
Oh, it's pressure right there.
Yeah, so much pressure. Next up is the only male in the competition remaining. His name is Austin Kiefer. Hello, Austin Kiefer.
Hello.
What's happening, dude?
Nothing much. Just woke up.
Yeah, like a dude.
Well, he is a dude. Yeah.
Austin, when did you finish your jingle?
I actually finished it yesterday. It only took me a few hours. It was actually pretty fun writing it.
Okay, cool.
Austin's all right, and what on the show inspired you in particular?
I think Kelly Raspberry's name really inspired me because I was like researching all y'all, and Kelly Raspberry's name like clicked. I thought it would be really fun to write with because it's like catchy.
Yeah.
So
it's a good radio name.
Can I mentor him too? Radio.
Nope. You get one only.
Aw.
All right, Austin.
All right.
Let's hear your jingle.
You send a letter in and she picks it up. She's a love expert and she's ready to help Kelly Raspberry. Me and my cat are about to get married. We need your help, so please read my letters. I think she's seeing the dog next door. Other than that, she stinks, she sheds, and she bites. Kelly Raspberry, me and my cat are about to get married. We need your help, so please read my letters. Kelly Raspberry, me and my cat just got married. Took us a while, but we figured it out, and we finally said, I do.
Meow. Oh, now.
That was so unexpected. What a
wow.
Austin has a cat.
Austin, you are awesome.
That was great.
You
man.
Are awesome, Austin.
That was great.
That's your new stage name, Awesome Austin.
So you yeah. and Kayla Bell got married, huh? Your
that's
cat?
Funny.
Yes, Kayla Bell, me and my cat, just yesterday.
Well, I guess we have a new Love Letters to Kelly jingle.
Yeah
right.
That was
that's great, man.
That was
fantastic.
Great, Austin.
All right, who's gonna mentor Austin, JC? Well,
unfortunately, I'm already taken, Austin.
Yeah, and so am I. I'm sorry, dude.
Lucky for you, Al's gone. Unfortunately, Kelly's gone, which leaves me and Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, I am happy to announce that I am your mentor.
Yes. Yeah. No, that wasn't a bad. That was a good. Not a bad one.
Okay, we weren't really quite sure.
Because Austin, I know what I'm doing. I think
you do know what you're doing, and I have faith in you.
He's had exactly one lesson from Linda Septian, so he's an expert.
I trained with Linda for months.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I
yep, and he's still here.
Still here. See, you're better than I
can't believe you did that, Jason. Still.
I can't either.
That's right.
What I decided to do, Austin, is put myself in a young girl's shoes because you're a dreamy guy, you know?
Yeah.
You got it. You get lost in his voice. I could tell Kelly
so you
got
put yourself
lost.
In a young girl's shoes.
Oh, Austin is going
to. How young?
Austin's going to do very well with the ladies. Did you hear that silky smooth voice? Did you hear how high he could go with that bad boy?
Yeah.
That is why I wanted to give you a song, Austin, that was really upbeat, but that allowed you to show off them vocals.
Okay.
So we're going to go
them
ahead.
Vocals. All right.
We're going to go ahead and cover One Republic's Counting Stars. Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah.
Good choice.
It is a dang good choice,
he's happy
Austin.
With it.
We're already vibing. So basically, my advice to you with the singing thing is just keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I think we're ideal mentors because we're not really going to mess with it much.
No.
Right.
You see, we're what you do.
Yeah. Well, our mentoring pretty much stops at the end of this phone conversation.
I know. Austin.
Well, message JC. He wants to be on the cover
of
you.
I'm on Austin's team from now on. Austin, wherever you go, I go.
He's like the husband.
He's a swag coach.
Do you hear how JC's talking about it, too? Like, we.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to cover.
Oh, you mean our band, Austin and JC?
We are pregnant.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we got a band.
I think he's
got
to break it to you. He's a one man show.
Austin and JC.
Yeah.
You got to be first.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty catchy.
So Austin, you have to have this bad boy done by Thursday night so we could play it on the air by Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And I think you're gonna do awesome, buddy.
Awesome, Austin. All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right. So call me if you need help or something.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Austin.
So that leaves Madison. And,
clearly, Austin and I were connecting.
Come back. Yeah.
That leaves Madison, Applegate, and it leaves, Jenna.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe we just wanted to.
Jeez, Al.
Maybe we had something up our sleeve. Yeah. Let's say hello to Madison.
Our tank top's on, though.
Good morning.
Hey, Madison.
Hi.
How are you feeling today?
I am feeling fantastic.
Are you really?
I am.
You sound like an adult.
Yeah.
She's very mature.
Yeah.
You're very mature.
She's an old soul.
She's the one that plays the ukulele and all. Yeah, right?
A bunch of instruments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Madison, what inspired your jingle about the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
All right. Well, I had laid out about 5 or 6 ideas on almost all of my instruments, and I thought, well, I've been able to showcase my guitar and ukulele skills quite a bit, so I'm going to go with the banjo for this one.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, so I decided to kind of make it really fun, upbeat, and I'm really, really happy with my turnout. So I hope you guys like it, too.
We have banjos.
Banjos.
All right. Well, we want to hear it.
Okay, let's go. Madison Applegate's Kid Craddock in the Morning jingle.
Let's go. The best place to go.
Very nice.
Well done, Madison.
You play everything.
Yeah, you have a great voice. Great tone.
Well, this being Mentor Week, it's pretty obvious. The only remaining cast member is Jenna Owens.
Yes. So
that's your mentor. All
that's right. You guys are going to throw me and be like, actually, we're just going to go with Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon's going to mentor
Jenna
you.
Jenna doesn't know anything about singing. Madison, okay, I think you and I have very similar taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, as much as I would love to do a throwback song with you, I really want to hear you do something not as folky, not as indie, something more mm-hmm. popular, even kind of urban, because I think you have the voice to really do anything. And there's
All
a
right.
song in particular. I hope you've heard it. I love this song, and I think you can do a great job with it. And it is American Boy by Kanye West and Estelle.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's upbeat, fun.
Well, that's fun.
Are you familiar with this song, Madison?
I am, yes.
Okay. Love this song. Obviously, you don't have to do the Kanye rap part. You can do whatever you want with it. I figured you could play the guitar and do the beat. It's still upbeat enough, but I think you can handle this one. Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited to tackle this. So.
All right.
Oh, look at her. Now, Madison, how did you had a news interview?
I did. I had a couple of them, actually. Another last minute with another station called me that same day and was like, well, we want you too.
Man.
And you live in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
So you're setting up news interviews
She's
and all that stuff?
She's working the media
she
angle.
Yeah, sitting down press releases and whatnot.
Yeah, let's hear Madison on KSDK Fox 2 in St. Louis.
Welcome back to Fox 2 News, 9 a.m. You know, some of us wait our whole life for our big break. Some of us are... still waiting for our big break. But yeah. Madison Applegate, she's getting hers with the Kid Craddock Morning Show's Big Break competition. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
16 years old, and you are now, it's official now we can say this, you're a finalist in the Big Break competition.
Yes.
Now, what prompted you to enter the competition?
One of my mom's good friends listens to it every morning, and she contacted my mom and was like, Madison has to enter because I've been writing music for a year about now. So I thought, you know, why not? What have I got to lose? And then here I am, so...
So when will you find out? When will the final winner be announced?
Monday the 16th, the winner is announced. And then the following Monday, if I win, I'll work in a studio, get vocal coaching, image consulting, and then I'll perform a show in the House of Blues in front of record label executives.
Sweet! God, we've been waiting for a break. Anyway, we'll live vicariously through you. How's that?
Sounds good.
I like him.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty cool.
And I like him. Yeah. I liked his energy, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
And thank
he
you,
made
Maddie.
Me feel really comfortable.
Yeah, good. Like good.
You looked comfortable on TV.
You did a great job of summing up the competition better than we normally
Now we
do.
Don't even have to say nothing. You know when it ends, you know everything.
Yep.
Madison, you need to have your cover done by Thursday night, okay?
I will do that.
So you got it.
Get
all
to
right.
work, and if you have any questions, just call Jenna. She knows everything about singing.
You got this.
Sounds great.
All right, Madison,
thank
good luck.
Thank you.
I'm excited about these covers.
Me too.
Me too. I love covers. If they're done well, I love covers.
Yeah, we picked
cool,
some good ones.
It's fun.
My eyes.
I don't know about
the
Alex.
Only thing I don't want to take
that.
Off for you.
Yeah, how are you feeling
oh,
about your cover
hell
now?
No. Sydney's going to nail that. Come a little closer. Come a little closer.
I chose a Blake Shelton song.
You know, you got a 15 years old singing this song.
The only thing I don't want to take off for you.
She's that's a jail, man.
15 years old
that's
singing
a
that
jail.
Song, Big Al Mac.
Woo!
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Daddy. Dad.
Who's your daddy?
You, my biological father.
You said my father. No, I didn't.
How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
The Big Green Egg.
Mm-hmm.
The grill every dad wants.
Every dad wants it, and it is expensive, and it is cool. You can not only... There's not many grills you can make a pizza in.
Oh, no.
You can make a pizza
you
in
can
this
make
grill.
It's a pizza oven, too?
Oh, dude, you can make pizza. You. At the same time, you can make some ribs.
You can smoke a turkey in this
smoke
bad
turkey,
boy.
Grill
it's
some
a
chicken.
Smoker, it's a grill,
oh,
and it's an oven.
Whatever
I'm telling you,
want.
There's not a lot that we've given away recently that excites me.
And angers you.
Yeah. Al hates the Big Green Egg sometimes because
well,
kid give his away.
Yeah, yeah.
We
but,
had to move.
But I really loved it. I mean, I really loved
You're
giving it to him.
It.
I love the Big Green Egg.
I love that gift so much, too.
I've never even
owned one.
You
cook us food. You can buy accoutrements for this thing, right? Attachments.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Stuff. And what? You can buy these cedar planks or different flavored
mm-hmm.
wooden planks and cook all of your meat or fish on those. So
I will buy one of these. I will buy one of these at some point. Anyway, I love this so much.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about it. Another song.
Well, you had one yesterday.
Yes, I wrote another song
okay.
about it. The Big Green Egg, song number two.
Okay.
The Big Green Egg. Your dad will grill a brats. It will hit the spots, and you don't spend the lots. Actually, you don't spend anything because we're giving it away. We're giving away the Big Green Egg, y'all.
So you did it to the same song.
Yeah, different lyrics.
He
different
really
lyrics.
Likes that song.
Man, you really find one song and you stick to that
dude,
song.
Dude, I am loyal to a fault.
So how do you win this Big Green Egg?
Well, you get on the phone with us right now because
yes,
you
do.
Are going to make some noise for Dad Toys.
That's the game we came up with.
Yep.
Because dads make some funny noises.
Mm-hmm.
And boys are just good at making noises.
What,
sound effects.
Well,
guys are better than girls
they
are at sound
be.
Effects.
We've been practicing.
You know?
But with Father's Day this week, and we sent out a call screener, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that answers the phones back there. On
right.
the streets to ask people what noises remind them of their fathers. Here's what she came up with.
Every day when he gets home from work, he just like slams all his stuff on the counter. So anytime I hear anything in the kitchen, I always think of him.
No sounds familiar. No, don't touch that.
He whistles a lot, so probably like a whistle would remind me of him.
Can you whistle for me? If there was a noise that reminded you of your dad, what noise would that be?
His snoring.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to smack.
A door shut.
Why?
Because he was always leaving my
Oh, dad oh, noises.
Oh, dad.
Daddy's, daddy's, daddy's. All right, the theme for today.
Well, you want to meet the contestants real quick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's meet the contestants before we give them the theme.
All right.
Let's say hello to Anita first. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
Hey.
How would you rate your noise-making abilities?
Probably not too good, but I'm going to try.
Perfect right. for this game.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Especially to make us laugh.
And who are you trying to win this Big Green Egg for?
Well, I haven't decided for my husband or for my dad, because I don't have a gift for either one of them, so.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
We'll be the dad in your life. So,
we'll be
you
fighting
know.
Over that egg.
And by the way, the winner of this game mm-hmm. will come back on Friday for a chance to win an additional $1,000 Visa gift card. Yeah.
Head to one dad and you can give the $1,000.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
Double gift.
Or keep it for me.
There you go. There
Thanks.
Is that.
Thanks to Nature's Own. Let's meet your competitors. Let's say hello to Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hey, Heather.
Hello.
So would you say that you can make some noises pretty well or what?
My confidence level isn't very good right now, but it's got to be better than Al, at least. So
there's that. There's that.
So far, we have an even matchup, which is pretty good.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to talk to you.
And our third and final contestant is Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Christine?
Hey, good morning.
Who are you trying to win this big green egg for?
We are going to try to win it for my husband, for Daddy.
All right.
Oh, Daddy.
You got the kids in the car with you or something?
Well, I've got the little guy in the car. We're headed to the doctor, so he might be making some noises with me.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
I hope they're not stinky noises.
Yeah.
All right.
Throwing up is not part of the competition.
No.
Is that a noise today? All right.
Well, we'll find out because today's theme is...
Yes.
Action movies.
All right.
Whoa. See, now I'm a chick that likes action movies.
That's okay. A pretty good one.
Action movies. No, but you got to make noises.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's how it's going to work. Anita, Heather, and Christine, I'm going to tell you what noise you need to be making. Mm-hmm. I will then call your name, which will mean it's your turn to go, okay? You only make the noise when I say your name.
Okay.
Your first noise that you will be trying to make is a cop and a bad guy getting into a shootout. Anita, you go first.
Her gun giggles.
I thought the cop had a whooping cough there for a second.
The laughing gun.
The laughing gun. Thank you, Anita. Heather, you're up next.
Put your hands on your head.
You started strong with the hands above the head. And then a monkey came in. Where did the monkey come from?
That? It's a new comedy premise for buddy cop movies, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Monkey cop.
Mark Wahlberg and a monkey.
Here's a gun shootout. Put your hands above your head.
Love it.
Thank you, Heather. Christine, you're up next.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, okay, so someone has a machine gun.
Yeah, that's a bad guy.
Yeah, the bad
guys don't pack machine guns, do they?
Swap, maybe.
I felt unsafe right there. All right.
Whew.
I thought I was in the middle of something.
Okay, that was
round one.
That was round one.
Yep.
We have four more rounds to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody already might have a leg up on sound effect number two.
Wait,
based on what we just heard.
Again, it was Anita.
Anita went first, then Heather, then Christine.
Okay, that's right. Okay, great.
All right, ladies. Your next noise that you'll be making is a soldier firing a machine gun.
Oh,
Heather, you go first this time.
Uh-oh. Oh, no monkeys.
Oh, well done, Heather.
Well, you can't have a monkey every time.
Or Heather.
That was good.
Well done.
Rolling that R.
Yes. Christine, you will go second.
Okay.
Oh, ran out of bullets.
Yeah. You see the guy with the machine gun?
Unfair advantage because of the bad guy having the machine gun in the previous competition.
Yeah.
Right.
The trail off machine gun. We all know that.
Machine gun or a typewriter.
Anita.
Gun.
Anita, you're up.
Okay.
The giggling machine gun.
Oh, Anita.
Oh, man.
Anita's gone twice and giggled both times. I respect that. Well done.
That was a strong machine gun.
All right, that ends round two. We'll move on to round three.
Okay.
This one's going to be tough and probably hilarious. Ladies, your next noise you're going to be making is a movie fist fight. A movie fist fight. Christine, you will go first.
Okay, let's see. Uppercut. It's a video game. I don't know. Way too many videos.
Christine,
I love it.
Advice
uppercut.
For you.
Uppercut.
Advice for Christine. If you
right
ever
cross.
If you ever get in a fist fight, Christine, please do not announce what you're going to be throwing.
No, that's you don't understand the genius of that.
Genius.
Oh,
of calling out every punch you throw.
You don't do that. That was well done.
Jab.
Enjoyed that. Okay. All right. Anita, go second.
Oh, man.
Okay. What'd you say, fool?
Oh,
Oh, crap. I'm sorry, I hit myself.
What you say, fool?
That was the highlight of that one.
Anita, is that what you think every guy says before a fight? What you say, fool?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Heather, you will finish this one
I'm
off.
Not
Heather,
even compete with those.
I know.
Let me get in character.
Okay.
Girl, no, you didn't. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hair pull. That was a hair pull.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. That is the toughest round. I don't know how
you guys did that.
Y'all did magnificent.
That was great.
I think we should have these three women compete every day to each of them as one
that
a green
was
egg.
So funny.
They are so good.
Oh, my goodness. It's not done yet, though. It's not done yet. We're voting.
We got two more rounds.
Two more rounds. You guys got to bring it here. Your next scene.
Oh, this is good. This is good here.
A bomb being dropped out of a plane and so exploding. Hard. Anita, you will go first this time.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's pretty good,
huh? JC was doing a dance. He
okay,
was so
Anita,
enthused.
Anita, have you done that before?
No.
Okay. Well,
you're good.
Competition
you're
in
good,
this round.
Man. You're good.
Dang. I almost went under the desk.
You were excited by that one.
Heather, you will go second.
I think she used a computer sound effect.
Oh, she was so good.
She's
a little too good for your taste.
There's no way because there's no way she knew what was coming up.
She has some app, yeah.
Okay. Drop up in 3, 2, 1.
Hello?
The silent bomb.
Didn't you hear the? You heard the click. And
yeah.
It was just like,
I think it's still falling.
It's like you dropped it out of a car.
35,000 feet.
It was really far.
It was really far.
Well done, Heather. That was far bomb.
I love that click.
It was silent but deadly.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these are the best.
Christine, you are up third.
Okay.
Very good.
Good, man.
All right. It's a tight race, according to my voting
tight.
So far.
It is very tight.
This has the potential of being the best one.
This will decide for me.
This final round right here.
Whoever wins this one will decide for me. So bring it with your final noise you'll be making. Oh, boy. A scene from a kung fu movie. We'll kick it off with Heather first.
Kung fu
Okay.
She went back to the well with the monkeys doing kung fu.
The monkeys came back.
The monkeys, yeah. The monkeys doing kung fu right there.
Thank you, Heather. Now we'll move on with Christine. Go ahead.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, she was turning Japanese.
Awesome.
Don't you recognize the music bed?
Oh, my God. As the Asian guy on the show.
And here comes Anita, Anita the Giggles to finish it off.
You want to fight me? Well, get ready.
I just want to thank y'all. I want to thank the phone screener for y'all, putting y'all on.
Oh, I love you.
I want to thank you all for being the callers that call here today.
We have to call an audible on this.
I think they all should win something.
This was honestly, truly my favorite round of a competition I've ever done being part of.
I want to give you all something.
Awesome.
I think whoever doesn't get picked today, we should bring them back. I mean, I'm just telling you. Can I call an audible?
Yeah. No,
they're
can't call
so
an audible.
Good.
Yeah.
I think they should all have a chance.
We could give them a prize.
Why don't we just give away all the eggs now? I'm kidding.
No, we're not giving all the eggs.
I know. I'm kidding. I know. We can't do that.
All right. We got to do our voting. I will go first.
This is so, that's why I want everybody to win.
I know. I loved
They're
all three
so
of
good.
You.
I don't even know.
But the one that stood out to me the most by the end was Anita.
Yay!
So far.
Okay.
So Anita's got one.
One vote for Anita.
And Shannon is the tiebreaker if we have a tie.
Okay.
All right, Al?
Okay.
Yep, I'll decide.
I also voted for Anita.
Okay, Anita's got two. If she gets one more, she wins. Jenna?
Two votes.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and make it easy, and I'll be the determining factor. I got to do this because you made me laugh so hard, and I would have gone with the vocals like you did. Anita.
Yay!
Anita, you are the winner of the Big Big Day.
So you'll never know who I voted for.
Who'd you vote for, Kelly?
Will go with me to my grave.
Tell us.
Dave and Kelly, yeah.
Y'all were all so funny.
Y'all
give them prizes or something.
Heather and Christine, we're going to give you guys each $100 just because you guys were
so good. That's great.
Right, thanks, guys.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you
so much for making us laugh. That was so wonderful.
That was great. That was fantastic.
And announcer Nick, please tell Anita what she's won.
Hold on, let's turn them on real quick.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Anita. You just won a big green egg package,
including a medium egg grill, a
nest stand for the new big green egg, a 10-pound bag of natural lump charcoal, and grilling egg accessories. Retail value is $850. Plus, on Friday, you're going to come back and compete for a $1,000 Visa gift card. And all this is brought to you by Nature's Own. Nature's Own offers a delicious selection of fresh breads and buns made from nature's best ingredients. And, of course, Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Congratulations, Anita.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. Me to fall off the bone in that grill.
Mm-hmm, and we have another Big Green Egg to give away tomorrow. Make sure you listen.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.